away, but it's just, I can't. I just can't continue. I get up in the morning, and sometimes I can walk, and sometimes I can't.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes I can get in, and other times, you know, like this morning was pretty good, then all of a sudden, I don't know. I went outside and started, and then I lost my shoe. I got my foot full of sand. It was just, it's like one thing after another. And of course, I've had one wail of a week, and then I couldn't get to the seat. You know, they told me about, I was telling about the doctor. Well, I called them up, and they said, oh, we need a referral. You haven't been here since 2020. I said, then why did they tell me that the office was closed due to COVID? She says, well, they should never have told you that. I said, if they didn't tell me that, I could have gotten an appointment with my doctor, and by now, I would have been able to get in there.
Yeah.
All right. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I will. I'll second. No choice.
I've got to get a pen.
And I'll act as secretary since we don't have one.
No, I haven't had one for a while.
Public comments? No public.
No public.
Again, approved minutes from meeting of June 11th. And I know nobody had a chance to see them because I didn't finish them until last night. But I did get them done and posted.
I noticed they were posted. Sweetie, what's the kitty's name?
I think they've been calling it Smokey. I just call it Cat.
What's a Smokey cat?
Smokey's. That's why my cousin had a gray cat like that, and they call it Smokey. He gets to be 26 great pounds.
I guess I can just read these real quick. That way we'll get through it.
Okay.
President Hardenbrook called meeting to order at 9:01. Present representing a quorum were Director Burley, Grodwald, Hardenbrook, Leonard. In the absence of a secretary, President Hardenbrook advised he'd volunteer to act as secretary pro tem for this meeting. President Hardenbrook advised board, Director Gehring called on 6/9/22 and advised that due to personal concerns, he was resigning from the board effective immediately. Adopt agenda, Director Grodwald moved, seconded by Director Burley to adopt agenda, motion approved by unanimous assent. Public comments for non-agenda items, no public comments heard. Approved minutes from regular meeting of April 9th, 2022. Director Leonard moved, seconded by Director Burley to approve minutes from the regular meeting of April 9th, 2022.
Oh, no.
Motion approved by unanimous assent.
Where's the top?
Reports of officers and directors.
I knew the reason why she came up here. She smelled the food. Look at that.
Director Leonard advised that a member, Gaylord Brubaker, had expressed his desire to assist with volunteer maintenance and repair activities. President Hardenbrook advised board could discuss under item 12. Discussion possible action appointing secretary to fill current vacancy, no action. Discussion possible action to recruit new directors. President Hardenbrook advised that with his upcoming move out of state and with other directors expressing an interest in retiring from the board, it's imperative we attempt to recruit members to fill vacancies. President Hardenbrook advised that he will add information regarding upcoming resignations and need for new board members to newsletters reprinted and mailed before next meeting. No action taken. Discussion and review of monthly financial reports. Possible action to approve payments and expenditures. Board reviewed and discussed financial statements. Director Leonard moved, seconded by Director Burley to approve payments. Motion approved by unanimous assent. Update and discussion on insurance. President Hardenbrook advised board insurance was in place. Cost was greater than originally quoted. No action taken. Update and discussion on submitting claims to Kern County for excess proceeds from tax sale properties. No action taken. Discussion and possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, other maintenance needs. No action taken. Discussion and possible action on list of volunteer repair and maintenance crew organization duties, job descriptions, qualifications, etc. President Hardenbrook advised Gaylord Brubaker would be added to list of volunteers. Discussion and possible action to continue use of volunteer labor. No action taken. Update and discussion on progress with CAHOA assumption of administrative duties. No action taken. Discussion and possible action on disposition of motor grader. No action taken. Update and discussion on disseminating annual statement. President Hardenbrook advised the annual statement is late and updates are needed. He'll work on finishing updates and prepare a statement for mailing. Update and discussion on disseminating spring newsletter discussed under item 7. No further action taken. Board members' request for future agenda items, none. Motion to adjourn, there being no further business before the board. Director Leonard moved to adjourn at 9:35. Motion approved by unanimous assent. Anybody want to approve the minutes?
I'll approve.
I'll second.
Hehehehe
Okay. Reports of officers and directors. Anybody have anything they wish to report on?
Yeah, we have a machine we need to move.
Yep. I'll probably just move it out into the cul-de-sac because at least that's association property, and that's...
Yeah.
I don't know where else...
Because I don't want to be responsible.
No, I know. I know.
Oh, look at this.
Okay. Discussion possible action appointing secretary. I don't know who we can appoint since we don't have anybody here.
You know, there was one thing we didn't do that's on here. You were going to talk to... Either have that thing gone for the, whatever they do, the auction or whatever.
And I didn't get to anything. We were going to talk with Jim at the board meeting. I forgot about it. And same thing with Mike, because he knows the people over at Mountain Meadows. So we'll have to talk to them and see if we can do something with the dumb thing. Or maybe, I don't know, we'll see what happens.
Well, can't stay there forever.
Yeah, we'll just put it in the cul-de-sac for now.
Well, you got the only keys to it, so the keys ought to stay in the office here somewhere, or somebody's got it.
They need to be in the association office.
Right. That we would have done what Jason did.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he did a nice job.
Okay, so we can't take any action on that because we've got nobody to appoint. Okay. Yes, I know, you want to be on my paperwork. Discussion possible action to appoint member to fill unexpired term. Well, we got nobody here for that either. Discussion review of monthly financial reports. I did not get the current statements to the management company, but I do have copies of our checking accounts, all of our bank statements here for everybody to review at their leisure. And also, we have a letter from Kern County from the treasurer, tax collector, regarding the properties that were sold at the tax sale and how to file the excess property claims along with the claim form. So when I get back from Louisiana, I will try and find time to fill this out and get it sent in. We've got until March of 23, so it's not a rush, but yeah. I'll try and get that done as soon as possible and get that in.
Your zipper. Did they ever say who bought the other lot, 11905?
No, they haven't told us anything about who bought any of it. But we've got three properties that they sold for more than what the taxes were owed, so that puts us in line as long as there's nothing ahead of us that we should get the money refunded to us.
Yeah.
It probably won't happen until March of 23 because they have to wait for all the claims.
Exactly.
So they can determine which ones takes precedence.
And I think it's 6 months.
So we probably won't, this stuff won't come in until somewhere in 2023.
Yeah.
But Jason maybe gets some money back on his property that way. Okay. So since we don't have anything here, we can't approve payments, so no action on that item. Discussion of possible action on road repairs. Anybody have anything they want to discuss?
There's a lot of road repair that needs to be done.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of potholes to fill.
Yeah, but there's nobody to do it.
No, if we could get a board
together.
Well,
people don't want to volunteer to do anything, and then they don't want to pay for it either.
I know that Liam and John...
I don't know if Liam's around. I haven't seen them in about 2 weeks now.
I've seen him.
Yeah?
I've seen him at the mailbox.
Because I haven't even seen cars go in and out.
Yeah, I see him at the mailbox once in a while.
The last couple of weeks I haven't seen them.
They always stop by to find out if she's had her baby yet.
Well, if we could get anybody to serve on the board, I think they'd be prudent to talk to Mike about hiring him to run the grader and grade the roads.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that could be done on a regular basis.
Yeah. The only thing is, it won't help anything with these paved roads.
No. Then they'll just have to save money like we've been trying to do and buy some asphalt and fill potholes.
But first, you got to get a crew.
You got to have somebody that's willing to do something.
But our crew is way too old now.
Yep.
And like I said, you know, that's why I just feel like a hindrance being on the board and not being able to do anything.
Well, there still needs to be a board because, again, what I've always said is that this association needs to hire somebody to run it.
Yeah.
And not just a management company. The management company is great for doing the paperwork, but they've got to hire somebody here
to run,
that can take care of the roads, take care of the maintenance, can get volunteers together, But you get...
They have like a job.
Nobody's going to volunteer, so you're going to have to pay somebody.
It's
got to be a job.
It's got to be something.
And I'm sure there's retirees up
because
here.
Because nowadays, you can't get anybody to do anything for free.
But, I mean, that's how it works. And you just have to pay. But the problem is, there's not enough money.
It's one of those stupid things.
Yeah. We don't collect enough money to pay for it.
Does a management company know what's going on?
Yeah, they got to... I let them know. I even let our attorney know.
About us retiring.
That everybody was planning on resigning.
Resigning.
Yeah.
Retiring.
And
I resigned.
I resigned too, but it's retirement.
But I resigned because of your retirement, you're still there. If you resigned, okay. You're not.
Oh, so, I retired. No, I resigned.
So there's nothing on item 10, no action. Same thing with item 11, because that's use of volunteer labor,
yeah.
Contractors, etc. No action. Disposition of motor grader. Like I said, as soon as I get back, I'll work on getting the tires aired up and getting it moved onto district property or association property. Get it parked on the cul-de-sac. And then we'll see if there's a board to do anything with it.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable doing anything with it at this point anyway.
Yeah, but we can't really do anything. I mean, it can't just stay there.
We can't do anything.
Even if we approve the sale, if everybody's resigning, we can't finish it because there's nobody here. So, it's just...
But it has to go somewhere.
I'll move it out into the cul-de-sac.
I know it'll be in the cul-de-sac, but is it going to stay there and rot forever?
Yeah, until there's a board to do something with it. We can't do anything with it if we're not a board.
That's right.
Maybe we need to park it on some other cul-de-sac.
But, I mean, what can we do if there's no...
I don't know.
If there's no board.
I don't know, but I don't like it up there.
The only other thing is if we had somebody to hire as a manager, then they could continue because the board could give them that authority. But if everybody's resigning,
I'm trying to think of another cul-de-sac that would be safe to put it on.
But I mean, if everybody's resigning, we have no way of even of hiring a manager. So we have no way of doing any of this stuff because we have to have somebody to delegate the authority to.
Yeah, I know, but we.
So it's just stuck. In limbo until somebody decides to do something. Maybe this will be the incentive for somebody to get involved again.
I don't care who.
So, update and discussion on disseminating annual statement. I have not gotten anything done on it. I'm going to try and get to it when I get back and see if we can get it out at least, just so everybody knows where everything's at, but it really hasn't changed anyway. That's to me, it's late, so it's a minor issue anyhow.
Yeah.
Same thing with the newsletter. I haven't gotten it done. I didn't get to it. I've just been too damn busy.
I know. And I don't want you to have a heart attack.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to let it.
No, you don't want to overdo it. It's not worth it.
But when I get back, I'll try and get it out because we have to let people know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so we'll get something out to them and just to let them know that, hey,
they need to
get somebody down here to take over. All right, so I'm going to put no action on both of these items. Any requests for future agenda items?
No, just getting that tractor moved. I don't really want it on the cul-de-sac either because it's too attractive up there.
Well, it's hard to see, though.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
But it's okay for, put it out in the cul-de-sac for now because I don't want to be responsible in case somebody does damage.
I don't blame you. It's on your property. You're responsible for it.
Yeah.
Right. No, we'll get it out of there. I know it's going to take me a while to get the tires and stuff aired up.
I'm going to look around and see. I mean, on the cul-de-sac.
Well, it could go down the other end, but... I don't know if that's an improvement or not.
I
don't think
there's other cul-de-sacs.
Yeah, but the problem is you get it out back somewhere where it's out of the way, then there's nobody's going to see it either. If somebody starts stealing stuff off of it, nobody'd know.
That's right.
So it's better where it's obvious, I think. I personally think along the side of the road was the best place because everybody saw it every day.
That's right.
Yeah.
and people drive by and it's
you can do that again.
It's not hidden.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I liked. It's right there where everybody complained that somebody's going to do something, but
somebody did try to get gas, but they can't.
But it's hidden. It's even worse.
So when you get back, maybe you can move it in that spot again.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh? We can have a motion to adjourn.
Then I got to go feed.
Yeah. I'll motion that we adjourn.
Pat, you should have been here.
Surprised her not showing up. Because I told her I have the letters for her and everything. I even made a copy for her.